We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, and I just listened to my last episode, and it really was a unique experience listening to myself talking about the book that I recently released called Bubble Bee. If you didn't listen to that episode, then I do encourage that you go back and listen to it. It is a special crisis support story and meditation to help children dealing with sensory overload and anxiety in this quarantine, as we are facing more time that we are going to be in our homes, not being able to live the life that we're used to and going to the activities that we're used to. I created this book for my son, but I found that there would be huge value in sharing it with the community in this time, because many people are experiencing stress and anxiety in this time. And the meditation that I created for him and for that book is a unique protection meditation using some strategies of hypnosis and some other techniques that I have learned along the way of my journey. So it was pretty amazing to listen to myself in that particular episode. This episode, we're going to talk about crappy to happy. So this is a class that I'm actually going to be teaching this week. So by the time that you hear this podcast, I have already taught this class. But it is really about connecting with our inner sense of calm and relaxation amidst this crisis. And how can we boost our immune system, calm our nervous systems, and really tackle the stress that we're experiencing in this unique experience that everyone is having right now. So I'm going to ask you some questions and just think about what comes up. Whatever comes up is absolutely perfect. It's what you are experiencing. It's what your own stress response is. And how can we transform that to a happy experience from a crappy experience? So are you having hard times right now? Maybe you're feeling some emotions. You're having stress. Do you feel anxiety? Have you experienced any sense of overwhelm? Are there fears and worries coming up? I know many people are experiencing fears and worries as they watch the news, as family around them maybe becomes sick or ill, and they worry that it's COVID-19, or being diagnosed with COVID-19 and having fears and worries about that experience. Are you experiencing symptoms in your body? Maybe you're a chronic illness survivor like me, or someone that has dealt with chronic pain, autoimmune disease, or high blood pressure. Any kind of symptom that you're experiencing in your body right now, is it making you feel crappy? Do you feel like you have symptoms more often now that you are in your home, not able to be in your normal routine, feeling extra stress? Are these symptoms getting worse? Maybe your blood pressure is higher. Maybe you're having more digestive issues. On many episodes, I have talked about the other book that I wrote, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. And a big part of that is that your stress response will trigger symptoms in your body based on the way your body processes stress. So if you have high blood pressure and that is the way your body processes stress, then you will be experiencing symptoms of high blood pressure, Well, the same thing goes with digestive issues. If you have irritable bowel syndrome or reflux in times of stress like this, where we are in our home for prolonged periods of times, when we have this feeling of dread or worry about this virus and if we're going to catch it, you might be experiencing symptoms in your body that are making those digestive symptoms worse. Or how about headaches or migraines? Particularly this morning, I woke up with a migraine headache. It is not a super intense headache, but I know that it's related to the stress response and how my body is processing stress in this moment. Now, my digestive issues have completely resolved over the past few years, so thankfully I'm not having any of those issues, but I still do every once in a while wake up with a headache, and I know it is related to the stress that I'm experiencing. So pay attention to what it is that you're experiencing in your body and notice that it is your body's own stress response and how you typically respond to stress. And if you look back at your past experiences and other stressful situations and you think about them, you will likely see that those symptoms also were experienced in those moments. So if you have a chronic illness, a chronic disease, and maybe chronic pain, you would likely think of things in the past that were very stressful, like these experiences that we're having right now, and realize that your pattern, your cycle of physical symptoms is related to the stress that you were experiencing in that current experience and what you're experiencing right now. What I've talked about a lot in prior episodes is that there is a root cause to any disease or illness in the body, and there is a particular way that we can tackle that root cause by synergistically working on the emotional root, which is the emotions that trigger these feelings of stress, anxiety, and tension. And there's also a way to tackle the physical root, that inflammation that is happening in the body that is a result of this stress response that is causing symptoms in our body. And these symptoms, again, are expressed in however your body processes stress, whether it's high blood pressure, migraine headaches, digestive issues, whatever it is. It is experienced in the body when these two, the physical and the emotional root, come together and create that experience for you in your body. So what can we do to help us minimize the physical root in relation to COVID-19? And that would be obviously exposure. We want to stay safe in our homes. We want to use masks. We want to protect ourselves, wash our hands. Make sure you're washing your hands for 20 seconds, which means you're going to be singing a song and actually washing your hands for a longer period of time than you typically do. A lot of times we just put on the soap, rinse it off really quick, and not really let the soap do its job. So make sure that you are singing a song. The song I like to sing when I'm washing my hands is Happy Birthday. It's a great song. It's a fun song. And it is a perfect amount of time for you to wash your hands. So you can try doing that. Make sure that you're limiting your exposure and that you have hand sanitizers and that you're using it when you know you have touched something before you touch your face, your mouth, or your nose, or your eyes. Because that is how this COVID-19 can enter your body and then create the illness inside your system. But if you're not exposed to it, you're not going to have COVID-19. Now, in relation to your predispositions or your genetic conditions, like me, I have Ehlers-Danlos, I have fibromyalgia, I have autoimmune disease. There are ways to boost your immune system and to tackle that physical root to make sure your body is at the right space to augment the way that you're feeling physically and improve your immune system so that you can work on preventing getting a severe illness, even if you do catch COVID-19. There are many things that you can do to boost your immune system, and one of them is eating nutritious foods that come from earth. So lots of fruits and vegetables, things that are filled with nutrients. You can take supplementation that has dehydrated fruits and vegetables, which has a good source of nutrition. trying to stay away from foods that are inflammatory. So some of the things that I talk about in other episodes is there are 5 inflammatory foods that are very common and seen in many research studies. And I found that I was experiencing inflammation and more symptoms when I ate these foods. So if you avoid these particular foods or try to limit them as much as possible, then you're improving your body's healing potential and reducing the inflammation that causes these symptoms in your body, thus improving the way your body is going to react if you are exposed to any virus, regardless of the name of the virus. If your body is at an optimal state and you are intaking nutritious foods and you're avoiding inflammatory foods, your body is at a better state to be able to deal with whatever it is exposed to. So these 5 harmful foods that I've talked about before are sugar, processed foods, so additives, preservatives, and things that are added in processed foods. Gluten is one of the big ones, and it tends to have all the gluten-free products tend to have a lot of sugar. So I'm going to mention sugar as well. We want to avoid sugar. So even though I am gluten-free, I do avoid gluten-free products as much as possible, even though I might have a bread every once in a while. Dairy is highly inflammatory. Many people have sensitivities to dairy. And the last one is corn. Corn is in many products, especially cereals, processed foods, and things that you buy in boxes on the shelves of the grocery store have corn, gluten, sugar, preservatives, and additives. So if we can avoid these processed foods as much as possible and really eat wholesome, healthy, nutritious foods, fruits, and vegetables, it will boost our body's immune system and help us deal with whatever it is that we are exposed to. And also, it helps improve the way that you react in stressful situations because your body is not being filled with inflammatory substances. Now, the other thing that you can do is use supplementation that is research-based, that shows that it actually heals the body and reduces inflammation and stress in the body. I use many of them in my program. I do share them with my clients, and I share them in the book, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. There are many out there, but make sure that you are using a good, solid, researched supplement that it doesn't have additives and fillers. Many have additives, fillers, sugars, and different things in there. So it should be a very clean source of nutritional support for you. And the way we tackle the emotional root is using affirmations, changing those negative thoughts when they arise in our minds, turning off the news if you feel you're getting stressed out, and taking some time for yourself to relax and release those emotions in the moment, and doing some deep breathing, hypnosis, and meditation is a very powerful way to help calm your nervous system and relax your body when you're feeling that you are becoming stressed out, anxious, and overwhelmed, especially now that we are experiencing those emotions and feelings much more frequently because we are in a unique experience where we're not in our routine and we are in our homes and feeling the emotions of everyone else around us. So it's important to make sure you create a self-loving and supportive routine and participate in activities that you know help you relax, unwind, and calm your nervous system. So there are many activities that you can do to relax your body. There's exercise. You can go outside and take a walk. If you are not surrounded by people, it's perfectly safe to go out in your neighborhood and walk around and keep that 6-foot distance from people. Use your mask and cover your face if you're getting close to people or going shopping. And make sure you do some exercise. There's a lot of groups now on Facebook and different websites that are offering free yoga, exercise, Zumba, whatever it is that you like to do, go and enjoy that. And even if you're doing it in the privacy of your own home, you can still have the same benefit from participating in these activities. I know for me, I've been making sure that I participate in several exercise and relaxation techniques, stretching, and many different activities that I partake in on a daily basis. But during this crisis, I have made sure that I incorporate more than what I typically do, because I know changing our routine and being out of our normal rhythm causes extra stress. So when I wake up in the morning, I do my typical writing practice, which is a form of meditation. I write my letters. It is the Vimala alphabet, what I do in the morning. And my friend Josephine is the one that guides me into what to write on a weekly basis. And that is a very relaxing form of meditation for me. But then I actually lay down on the couch and I relax and I listen to my meditation before the sun even rises. I get up and I stretch and release tension and stress from my muscles, because with a chronic autoimmune disease, our muscles tend to be very tense and tight. We have a lot of toxins in our body. Sometimes our muscles are not circulating well. We're not detoxifying and moving these tissues, so toxins get trapped. So stretching is a very powerful way to release that inflammation that is happening around the body. After that is done, I go into my regular routine and maybe get some work done on the computer. And before it's time for me to clock in to work for the hospital, I actually go for a walk outside. I embrace nature. Take in deep breaths. Stay away from people, obviously. Keep your 6-foot distance. When I see people are coming near me, I actually veer off to maybe another sidewalk to make sure that I have that space to breathe in fresh air. But tapping into different ways that you can relax your body and calm your nervous system by doing exercise and different things that maybe you enjoy or things that you haven't tried that you can do within the space of your home, your backyard, or your neighborhood is a very valuable way to release stress, anxiety, and tension from your body. One of the things my kids love to do is play basketball. So I actually go outside, move the car, and make sure that they have the space they need to play basketball. Sometimes I play with them. I'm not particularly very good at it. My little one is always telling me that I'm doing things wrong. But you know what? It's having fun with them. It's enjoying the moment. It's embracing the experience and that bonding time and having some fun outdoors. I love to dance. So many days in the middle of my day, I might turn on music and start dancing and releasing stress that way and feeling the shift of emotions simply by listening to a beautiful song, singing it, and dancing. I love to do Zumba. I make my own routines. I am not an instructor, but I love dancing and I love playing music and experiencing that. You can also find different courses online or short classes. I know that there's one class on Mind Valley that I've been taking lately, and she does 10-minute exercises, short bursts of exercise. Get up, do something, move your muscles, get those thoughts out of your mind by getting an energetic release where you're actually using your muscles to release the tension and stress from your body, getting more oxygen in through the air that you are breathing in, and releasing all those negative emotions with each breath is so powerful. There's so many different things that we can do to help relax and calm ourselves during this time and create more bonding experiences with our family. I know yesterday in particular, I decided it was going to be a science project day, and we did several tasty science projects with my son. I videotaped them. It was a fun experience, also very relaxing, and creating a unique bonding experience between the two of us. So there are so many things that we can do in this crisis to help us bond with our family, but also reduce stress, tension, and anxiety that we are feeling. And one of those things is definitely turning off the news. Watching the news periodically is better. Making sure you're watching a channel that is more kind and accurate. So maybe CNN. I don't particularly love watching the news. I don't watch it all the time. I stay informed by the information that the hospital sends me and what are the updates about COVID-19, but I try to avoid those news outlets that are making things even more stressful for people. So make sure that you do take time So come up with a routine and find what are those things that really help calm you and relax you. If it's dancing, if it's lifting weights, if it's doing jumping jacks, if it's going to play basketball with the kids or throwing a football or a baseball, then go embrace those moments and take a break in your day and actually do those things that bring you joy. I love playing board games, and one of the things that I definitely want to do now that we are home more is play more board games with the kids, because a lot of bonding time happens there. You can have conversations, things come up, you're having silly fun as you play these kids games and board games and really enjoy the time that we have with our families. And to tackle the emotional and stress that happens, on the second half of this episode, I'm going to share the meditation that I created for this course that I'm going to be teaching this week, and it's called Crappy to Happy, a meditation to release stress. Like the meditation that I shared last week, it is geared at boosting the immune system and calming the nervous system and anchoring positive, happy, healthy emotions into our day so that we can live the relaxed and peaceful life that we want to be experiencing now, even amidst this crisis. So I hope you learned something valuable on this episode, Crappy to Happy, that we can make a conscious effort to truly transform the way we are feeling in our physical body by tackling the physical root, which is the inflammation, the exposure to this virus, and the symptoms that we may be experiencing based on our chronic health issues or whatever we experience, how we're experiencing stress in our bodies, whatever symptoms they may be, how you can tackle them, and also how you can tackle that emotional root by doing physical activities, by using meditation and different relaxation techniques to help you calm your nervous system and relax your body. I know one of the things that I love to do is draw and color, and for some reason I haven't done that. That is another great thing that you can do with your kids or on your own. I know they have many coloring books out there for adults to help us calm and relax our nervous system by simply doing something fun and creative, writing, journaling, letting go of all those negative emotions, and actually, now that there are many full moons, writing yourself a letter and writing down all these stressful experiences that you're having, those emotions that are coming up, and then getting that letter and watching it burn is such a valuable tool to help you release those negative emotions. So if you haven't thought of that, that is a great way to help you get rid of those negative thoughts, those negative emotions from your body, and those things that aren't serving you, and simply watching them burn away. So I hope that you have got some value from this episode and learned a little bit about how you can tackle the root cause of whatever it is that you're experiencing, whether it's headaches, digestive issues, high blood pressure. It really is about connecting that physical and the emotional root, feeding your body nutritious, supportive foods, getting good supplements to support your healing process and allow your body to release toxins and inflammation and tackle those free radicals or viruses that may be coming in, making sure that you're keeping yourself protected from exposure by washing your hands, keeping that distance from people, but also going out into nature and connecting with nature and breathing in fresh air is very, very important in this time of crisis. And I also want to make sure that you tackle that physical root by doing some exercise or movement activity throughout your day. Sitting on the couch is not valuable for you to heal and repair your body. It's important to get out, get moving, and get an energetic release to tackle that physical stress and inflammation that is happening in your body. I hope you enjoy the second half of this episode where I share that beautiful meditation. I'm going to take a little break so I can drink some water and record that beautiful meditation for you. This is Diane Vick. Aloha and enjoy.
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist, and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, and on this episode, the topic is crappy to happy. How do we transform the way we feel in our physical bodies when we are experiencing symptoms, whether it's digestive issues, headaches like I woke up today, chronic pain, high blood pressure, whatever it is your body's cycle is, how you process stress, and if you've looked back in the past and realize that that is your pattern, that your body reacts to stress in a particular way and you exhibit certain symptoms, and how we can really strengthen the body, improve the immune system, boost the immune system, protect ourselves from this virus, COVID-19, and create a supportive routine for ourselves to have a way to deal with this added stress that we are experiencing during this quarantine, as we are all in our homes for extended periods of time, not able to get into our normal routines and go to the activities that we're typically used to, and help us really relax and connect with our own inner sense of calm amidst this crisis. So on this part of the episode, I'm going to share a meditation that I created for this course, which I'm going to be teaching this week, called Crappy to Happy. And one of the things that came up this week that I hadn't even thought about mentioning in the first half of the episode was I have been having issues with sleep for a few weeks now, on and off. Some nights it's harder to drift off to sleep. Maybe I'll wake up a little bit earlier than normal. And I started taking a supplement to help me relax my body and sleep deeper. And it's called Deep Sleep by Fusionary Formulas. I'm actually an ambassador for Fusionary Formulas. And it is an amazing product that has helped me relax and calm the nervous system by tackling that inflammation that is happening inside our body. So I talked about in the first episode how you have to find supplements that are truly researched and healthy for the body. And Shivani is one of my close friends, and she created these products called Fusionary Formulas. And one of them is stress relief with ashwagandha. So I've always taken ashwagandha. I've taken it for more than 7 years in another product that I use consistently. And this particular product helps you with inflammation, stress, and tension in the body and calms that root cause, which we talked about is inflammation that causes our physical symptoms and also that stress response that we are experiencing in this unique crisis. So I'm glad that I was able to start that product last week, and it has helped me sleep deeper and feel rested and restful when I wake up in the morning. So for weeks now, I had been waking up tired and really exhausted, and I wasn't sure what was going on, even though that I know exactly what to do to reduce my stress and tension and anxiety. But there's always tension and stress happening, and sometimes we don't process those emotions in the moment and truly release them. So I'm sure I was holding on to some of those extraneous emotions and feelings, and it was causing this issue with sleep. Not to mention that I also coach clients, and you know, I have this full-time job where I'm calling patients with COVID-19 results, so I understand that I'm experiencing different stress that maybe other people aren't experiencing, which is why I was having this issue with sleep. But thankfully, I've been resting well for several days now and feeling amazing when I wake up in the morning and realizing that, one, it's about tackling that physical root with good, healthy, nutritious food, like I do, doing exercise and mindfulness activities to help tackle that emotional root, but also creating beautiful things for the community and helping others brings great value to me and helps me relax and calm down my nervous system. So I invite you to do something kind and caring for someone else. So I created this meditation, not for myself, really. It's to share with other women that are experiencing stress and anxiety and tension in this time, because they have some added responsibilities that are unique to this crisis and to this quarantine. I created this beautiful meditation, and I actually thought of creating it with a cherry blossom tree. So if you've ever seen a cherry blossom tree with their beautiful pink flowers, I use the images of those flowers sprouting to help connect with those happy, joyful emotions and sensations that we want to be experiencing in our bodies to help, again, calm our nervous system and relax our body. And there's so much power in using that subconscious mind to transform the way we feel in our physical bodies. So one of the things that I do on a regular basis when I wake up in the morning and it's not exactly the time that I would like to get up from bed is actually listen to my meditation at that point. And it is amazing to help do deep breathing and combine different strategies in that moment to help calm the nervous system, relax the body, and settle those thoughts so that I can maybe drift off to sleep or at least get to a deep meditative state where I am calm and relaxed for a little bit longer and I can rest. So it is beautiful to have all of these different tools that I can use for myself to help me calm my body and relax my nervous system. So I find so much value in sharing that with others, which is why I created this meditation to help support other women or men or families deal with this stress that is happening now during this quarantine. Another thing that I just thought of that we can be doing more of is connecting with those that we love that maybe we can't see now because we're distanced, we have to stay in our homes, to create video chats, to maybe have a family game night and do a Zoom family game night with your friends. So if you typically used to get together and have parties, you can actually have a virtual party and connect with your friends. I have many friends that have done happy hours or birthday parties virtually or different unique experiences. And one of the things that I plan on doing this week is actually doing that virtual family game night where you connect with your extended family. My family is particularly huge. I think we're close to the 20s, maybe in the 18s. So if we could get together and do a family Zoom and everybody gets their board game and start playing and laughing and creating conversations and unique experiences. Because you know what? What I realized is what we're experiencing now, yes, it is stressful, but there's so much value that we can get from this experience. Because one day we're going to look back at this particular moment, these particular experiences, and realize that we did experience some fun, enjoyment, and happy memories in these moments because we embraced and connected with those that we love. So I cherish those moments and I plan on having many more fun times with my boys today. It's actually my day off, so I'm gonna embrace that time with them and play some board games, go outside, maybe go fishing. We are in the Keys right now, so I'm gonna enjoy nature and take some deep breaths and really bond with them and enjoy those moments, because I realize that when we look back at this particular quarantine, there are certain experiences that we're gonna remember, and they're gonna be pretty happy, joyful experiences and unique things that we are living right now that we will cherish forever. So make sure that you plan something unique with your family and maybe you can't see them, and do something virtually fun that you guys enjoy, whether it's watching a movie and doing a virtual Zoom while everyone is watching that same movie in their house, or playing a board game, or having a dance party. I want to actually do that. I love to dance. Like I mentioned in the first half, I actually turn on the music and go out in the patio and dance with myself. So why not make it a Zoom dance party or a book club where you each have a book and you read? I've actually been wanting to start a book club and I'm just going to do that now. Read a book and share it with others and create a unique experience that we can cherish for years to come because we have bonded with people in a unique way. So now let's jump into this meditation, which is called Crappy to Happy. And I hope it really connects you with that inner sense of calm and joy and relaxation. I will create a separate audio and have it available for download, so anyone that wants to reconnect with these visualizations and these sensations and be able to play them on a repetitive basis to really anchor those feelings, those sensations and emotions in your body is really where you see the value. So when I create meditations, hypnosis, and trigger audios for my clients, I recommend that they replay them several times a day for at least 21 days. Why? Because this anchors those things into your subconscious mind. This anchors those feelings, those thoughts, those emotions, those sensations in your body, and reminds your subconscious mind that when you experience these things in your daily life, whether it's watching TV, whether it's a conversation with a friend, any particular experience, colors, sounds, sensations, when you revisit them, it reminds your subconscious mind to connect with those happy, joyful, and relaxed emotions that I'm anchoring in to this meditation. So there's a huge value in replaying these things for at least 21 days, because that is how long it takes your body to connect with a certain pattern and really tap into the healing potential Like anything, if you start an exercise routine and you do it for 2 days, there's no real value in it. You haven't gotten that pattern. You haven't assimilated it into your routine. You probably won't wake up and be motivated. But once you pass that 21-day mark and you have been doing this consistently, you really see a big shift and change. So I know when I've done cleanses or diets or exercise, when I've passed that 21-day mark, it's like this magical moment that you realize, wow, this stuff really works. I'm going to stick to it. So I invite you to send me an email, message me, and connect. And I can create a unique meditation or hypnosis for you that you would play for yourself for at least 21 days and see the big shifts that you will experience simply by anchoring the feelings, emotions, and beliefs that you want to be experiencing. And then notice how it shifts the way you feel after 21 days. But for now, let's just sit back and relax. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, I invite you to press pause and play this again when you are in a quiet, safe, and comfortable space. I invite you to relax, settle back into a comfortable position, and allow your body to sink deeper and deeper into this meditation with each deep breath. That's right. Simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go helps your body sink deeper and deeper into a complete state of calm and relaxation. I invite you now to take in a deep, slow breath. Hold briefly and exhale slowly. And notice how your body relaxes deeper and deeper with this slow breath. That's right. Allow a deep sense of relaxation to enter your body. And the sound of my voice and any noises that may arise simply help you sink deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. That's right. Your body is relaxing deeper and deeper into a trance. I invite you now to take in another deep, slow breath. Hold briefly and exhale slowly. And notice how your mind is clear. That's right. There's nothing to do, nothing to think about. We are simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go. And the more you let go, the more relaxed you feel. And the more relaxed you feel, the more your mind clears. That's right. Your body is loose, limp, and limber, and each breath relaxes you deeper and deeper. And the more you relax, the more your mind clears, and the more tranquil and peaceful you feel. I invite you now to picture, imagine, or visualize the last moment you felt stress or anxious. This week or these past few weeks, feel those sensations in your body. Whatever patterns, symptoms, or sensations you felt are perfect. Just connect with those sensations in your body. Feel that last time you felt crappy, stressed, worried, or anxious. Notice the messages your body is sending you. Where did you feel the tension? Where did you feel the stress? What symptoms did your body give you? Whatever arises is perfect. This is your story. I am simply here to guide you into that awareness. That's right. Your magical body sends you signs every day. So notice the signs it is giving you right now. What signs did your body give you that last time you felt stressed or anxious? What emotions did you feel? What feelings did you experience? Did you experience pain? Feel those sensations for a moment. We are only revisiting this moment. You are completely safe and supported here. And soon, all those feelings, sensations, and emotions will vanish. That's right. Just feel them for a moment. Those emotions, feelings, and sensations are messages from your body. And now we will use that awareness to take action and release stress. I invite you now to take in a deep, slow breath. That's right. Breathe in as deeply as you can and hold briefly. Amazing. Just like that. Now exhale slowly. And feel your body relaxing and releasing stress with each breath. That's right. Each breath takes you deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. I invite you now to take in a deep, slow breath. Hold briefly. And exhale slowly. And feel how your body releases stress and negative emotions with each breath. Feel your body relax and your mind is clearing. That's right. It is that easy for you to use your awareness to set you free. That's right. Simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go in the moment connects you with your inner sense of calm. Take in one more deep, slow breath and watch how your body sinks deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. That's right. Feel how your body relaxes 10 times deeper than before. You are 10 times more relaxed with each deep breath. And your mind is completely clear now. Your mind is calm, peaceful, and relaxed. And each breath relaxes your body deeper and deeper. I invite you now to imagine a beautiful cherry blossom tree in front of you. The beautiful tree has vibrant pale pink flowers that are beginning to blossom. The tree is strong, immense, and powerful. And the brilliant green leaves are relaxing and soothing for you to visualize. I invite you to take in a deep, slow breath and notice that each slow breath takes you to a deep sense of relaxation and creates a new beautiful pink cherry blossom bloom on this tree. It is like magic. Each deep breath slowly opens a new flower. And as these blossoms magically open, you feel shifts inside your body. That's right. With each deep, slow breath, your body relaxes deeper and deeper, and your immune system strengthens. And the beautiful pink blossoms bloom in vibrant colors. And these vibrant pink colors connect with your inner sense of calm and boost your immune system. The beautiful pink blossoms are in vibrant colors, and the flowers bloom slowly with each exhale. And this amazing process boosts your immune system. It is that easy for you to relax and release stress. and the blossoms represent your own resilience, joy, and happiness. That's right. And each breath creates more brilliant, pink, colorful blossoms to emerge from this massive tree. And as these blossoms emerge, your nervous system relaxes and your immune system strengthens. I invite you now to take in another deep, slow breath and feel your nervous system relaxing and your body sinking deeper and deeper into a complete state of peace, calm, and serenity. And with this amazing sensation and powerful breath, your body relaxes deeper and deeper. And with this next deep, slow breath, I want you to imagine you are releasing any little bit of remaining stress from your body. That's right. And now you feel a deep sense of joy and happiness filling your body. You are simply breathing in and feeling a deep sense of joy, peace, and tranquility with each breath. And as all the beautiful blossoms erupt effortlessly into brilliant, vibrant, and gorgeous cherry blossom, these amazing sensations are anchoring inside your body. And all these sensations, visualizations, and images calm your nervous system and boost your immune system. That's right. This beautiful tree is your tree of resilience, and this tree represents your inner strength and joy. And anytime you want to connect with these feelings, emotions, sensations, and visualizations, all you need to do is breathe in deeply, relax, and let go of stress. And visualize this amazing tree. And as you breathe, all the blossoms slowly bloom and connect you with your own resilience. That's right. You are that powerful. You are so magical that your mind and your breath are here to support you in times of stress. And if you ever need them, all you need to do is listen to this audio. Breathe and visualize to connect with your own resilience. You have done an amazing job today, and this simple practice has served you greatly. And anytime you see the color pink, you will remind yourself of the joy, resilience, peace, and tranquility you felt in this moment. That's right. The color pink will connect you with these visualizations and these sensations in your body and relax you deeper and deeper. And this meditation and visualization will continue to support you, and your subconscious mind will connect you with your inner strength and resilience. And soon, when I count to five, you will awaken, taking all of these amazing visualizations and sensations with you. One, your immune system is strong and powerful, and each time you breathe deeply and relax and release stress, it makes your immune system even stronger. Two, your nervous system is relaxed, and every time you see the color pink, you will connect with that deep sense of relaxation and resilience. Three, you have connected with your inner joy and happiness, and this meditation is always here to support you. Four, your inner strength and resilience is flowing easily throughout your body. Five, you may awaken now, taking all of these visualizations and sensations with you, feeling happy, rested, relaxed, and peaceful today. So I hope you enjoyed that little meditation and connected with the visualizations and those beautiful anchors that I gave you with the color pink and a simple tool of deep breathing and relaxing. This is Diane Vick, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will see what I am inspired to record for the next one. But I hope you have a beautiful day, that you remember to connect with your inner sense of calm, that you do create a supportive routine for yourself with exercise, stretching, and relaxation to help you deal with this unique experience that we have in this crisis in COVID-19. Aloha. See you soon.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.